Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. If you want to be a part of the program, it's 800-941-SEAN. Sad news out of Great Britain and Buckingham Palace as the, it's very sad, actually. The Princess of Wales, that's Kate Middleton, now obviously married to Prince William, had this announcement. She has cancer. Of course, the King Charles has cancer. William obviously now dealing with a wife with cancer and a dad with cancer. Extremely touching an emotional message that she gave, which I thought, she's 42 years old. She's got 3 kids. It just is heartbreaking. Listen.
I want to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Wow, just a double blow to Prince William for sure, but certainly to her. And You know, you can imagine she's got three young children, Linda, how devastating a diagnosis that is, especially after she thought her surgery was successful. And then she gets hit with this, you know, bomb on top of it. On top of that, it's pretty devastating. And our prayers are with her, obviously.
Yeah, she's, I mean, she really is just lovely. I've always liked her. It's such a weird thing, you know, this fascination with the royals and their whole backstory, even from Diana and Charles and, you know, all the things that happened there. And to me, she's so emblematic of the things that we all loved about Diana. You know, she's sort of soft-spoken, focused on the kids, doesn't do a lot of schmaltzy stuff. You know, the polar opposite of, you know, Harry and his wife. Just, you know, just classy. And it just breaks my heart because she's got little kiddos. And at the end of the day, doesn't matter how rich and famous you are, cancer really doesn't care.
Nope, it doesn't. Look, it was hard. I remember my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And, you know, watching your mother lose her hair after going through brutal chemotherapy treatments and then radiation treatments, she survived that. I think she had 19 lymph nodes impacted. I mean, it was almost a death sentence. And somehow she survived it. And then ended up with a different form years later and died from another illness.
And you know what's really sad about it is that when you talk to people, almost every single person has someone in their life that has had cancer that's close to them. Everybody.
I am convinced. I have a friend of mine that is real. I mean, his whole life's mission and passion, him and his wife, and they're very wealthy people, is healing, health, and finding answers for cancer. And we've made progress on a lot of cancers, for example, lymphoma. I know that was a big charity of Russia's over the years. And, you know, Hodgkin's disease, lymphoma. I mean, if you get a diagnosis, the odds are in the 90 percentile range that you're going to be okay. But these other forms of cancer, not you're just not so sure. And they make progress and they have experimental drugs. And I think that one day science will bring us to the brink of hopefully having a cure for it, or an ability to certainly map out genetic markers so that preventative measures and monitoring for early detection can take place. That would prevent a lot of death. A lot of this has to do with what stage you find the cancer in. I know people going through this right now, and I've many friends of mine, and I never hesitate to reach out to people that I know that do this for a living, that are very good at it, that know the latest information. But I'm pretty certain one day humanity will look back at how we treated cancer as, like, you know, like we're living in the Stone Age and how primitive it was.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. It often frightens me. You know, I do not trust the pharmaceutical industry. I never have. And I won't go too deep into that rabbit hole, but
you don't. A lot of people don't, and for good reason in some cases.
It's kind of, I always remember, you know, what happened at the beginning of the AIDS, you know, pandemic and not pandemic, but like when AIDS first came out and HIV, and, you know, nobody was allowed to try AZT, and they wouldn't. They were running across the border to try to get cures, and, you know, they wouldn't let them. That whole right to try that Donald Trump gave us, you know, is so important, because it is our bodies and we should be able to do all these things. And what's so funny is the same people that support all of these other efforts to let children as young as 7 and 8 make decisions that will be lifelong don't want to let you try experimental drugs to save your life. So the ironies are not lost on me that, you know, cancer medications are very expensive. Not everybody can afford them. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a rabbit hole, but I'm praying for Kate and for anybody suffering like that.
Amen. We'll talk a little bit more about it as the show unfolds. So I guess we have this Monday deadline as it relates to Donald Trump and the $500 million that they want him to pay. Anybody that has any, if they have an ounce of intellectual honesty in them, knows that there is such an injustice here. There's never been an aggrieved party in this civil case that the Attorney General of New York brought against the Trump Organization, Donald Trump and Don Jr. and Eric Trump. And not one person was aggrieved. You don't have an aggrieved party here. And you have a case that really is centered around the issue of valuations and what the Trump Organization put as a value for properties when they were seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in loans for big properties. That's what big corporations do. And when they were seeking insurance policies to insure hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property. And within every single contract, there was a disclaimer that says, do not use our valuations as part of the application process. They have to include that. And the Deutsche Bank executive that actually testified in the civil case, he said as much, that, well, valuations are subjective. We understand that. And any companies that's going to lend that large amount of money or insure that large amount of property, their fiduciary responsibility is obvious. It is clear. They're not going to listen to a borrower and say, okay, we'll lend you $500 million. Great. We'll just use your valuations. No, they have a fiduciary responsibility to do their own. And the worst part of this entire story is the most egregious valuation of all came from the judge in the case, Judge Engoron. Now, it's fair enough. We know the attorney general ran on a platform to go after this organization and this one person, Donald Trump, and this one family, the Trump family. Okay, she has fulfilled her campaign promise. But to what end does it, what is the long-term impact of weaponizing a justice system? What does that do to justice in America? I mean, basically, it turns our Constitution into, you know, we might as well put it through a shredder because it's meaningless. It's really that deep and that simple and that profound in so many ways. We do have an Eighth Amendment, you know, part of the Bill of Rights. It prohibits the federal government from imposing excessive fines, excessive bail, cruel and unusual punishment. I think this would be one such case. But the judge, I've described this. I've shown it on TV. I've said it so many times on this program. All you need to do is go to Zillow or any one of these real estate websites, type in Palm Beach oceanfront or waterfront intercoastal properties and look at the prices because they're insane. You can get a 2-acre lot on the ocean in Palm Beach for $200 million. I know that sounds nuts because it is nuts, but there's only so much waterfront property in Palm Beach and it's a desirable place for many to live. And that's what the going rate is. That's what it costs. But the judge adhered to this ridiculous $18 million valuation throughout the entire civil trial. And this is after he bypassed the whole issue of a jury trial and just issued a summary judgment. The whole case was all about the punishment phase here. After he decided, no, you're guilty. Okay, let's move to the punishment part of this. And that's what we heard. So the deadline is on Monday. And you have the attorney general now taking legal steps. Now, she does not have to do this because of the jurisdiction in which this decision was rendered. That would be New York City. And that means properties that would include Trump Tower or 40 Wall Street. I mean, Trump has a lot of iconic buildings in New York. She did take the next legal step, and that was towards grabbing a Westchester golf course that the president has. And also other property that he has in Westchester, an estate that he has up there. And they have formally registered judgment from her February 16th, quote, court victory. If you want to call this a victory for justice, we have very different definitions. And it would include Trump National Golf Course in Westchester and the 212-acre estate called Seven Springs. And she's given Trump a deadline. The judge has given Trump a deadline for him to even appeal the case of Monday to post bond. Now, it's not as easy as just walking in, slapping on it, said our property notice. There's a whole legal process that will follow. And maybe Donald Trump wants this to go through. And you watch the mob, the media, they're ecstatic. Joy Reid over at MSDNC, oh, Trump is broken, begging for money. Okay, oh, the media mocking Donald Trump. I'll play some of these montages later in the program. However, the guy that might have nailed it is a guy by the name of Frank Luntz, not exactly a big Trump fan, and saying that if Letitia James seizes Trump's assets, you're going to elect Trump. You know, the American people have a unique sense of fairness in them. They see what's happening with our justice system, whether it's the document case, Joe Biden, willfully took these documents, according to Robert Herr. We know that Joe Biden, I told the ghostwriter of his book, I found more top secret documents in my basement. Let me read them to you. He doesn't have clearance. And then to conclude, well, a jury likely wouldn't convict him, even though he's saying he broke the law. He wasn't raided like Donald Trump was. Hillary Clinton, no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. Deleting 33,000 subpoenaed emails. And then, of course, top secret classified information all over the servers that they were able to retrieve that weren't destroyed. Now, no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. But Mar-a-Lago raid. I mean, Americans are fair-minded. And I think Luntz is right here. And maybe that's why Donald Trump said today, yeah, I do have money in cash. And he's going to make this hard for them. It sounds like that's what his strategy is. And he has strategies. He could declare bankruptcy. It is a lot of things that he would do. I think that would probably be harmful to him and his image because he's not bankrupt. But let them go through the hard process while he is in the middle of an appeal, when the appeal should come first. Get other judicial eyes on it that are not as ignorant as Judge Engoron. All he had to do is go to a real estate website and check out that his valuation was wrong. He was told over and over again, didn't care. That's not justice in America. That's taking your Constitution and shredding it.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, so a lot of news. Obviously, we're watching what's going to happen on Monday. We learned, why would the CIA? Now, I would normally, if you go back a number of years before, obviously, the 51 Intel agents that knew nothing about Hunter Biden's very real laptop in the days before the 2020 election came out and said, oh, no, no, this has all the fingerprints of Russian collusion. Well, that whole group was organized, we now know, by Winken Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State. They didn't know anything about it. All they knew is they didn't want Donald Trump to be reelected. Now we're learning that the CIA blocked federal investigators from interviewing Hunter Biden's sugar brother. We told you about this guy out in L.A. His name is Kevin Morris. During a 5-year probe into the son's, Hunter's alleged tax crimes, which he's being charged with out in California, according to a whistleblower telling the House impeachment leaders and the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. We had Jim Jordan on last night talking about this. Now, why would the CIA stop this investigation dead in its tracks? Why would they prevent these committees that are doing their job, which is oversight, from interviewing Mr. Morris? He's a Hollywood lawyer, patron of the first son. And, you know, why is it in a letter addressed to the CIA director, William Burns, apparently the whistleblower informed James Comer and Jim Jordan that two DOJ officials were summoned to CIA headquarters in Langley and told that Morris could not be a witness for their investigation into Hunter Biden? Why not? Why couldn't they be? I mean, all of this combined, do you not see what's happening to our justice system? Never mind the disaster at the border. We'll talk about this later with Sarah Carter and others, but you know, 100 illegal immigrants. They break through the razor wire. They knock down the guards. They illegally cross the El Paso border. It's in a wild scene. Why are we allowing that to happen in our country? What about all the crimes that we list pretty much on a daily basis, perpetrated many against young children by Joe Biden's unvetted illegal immigrants coming from some of our top geopolitical foes? Then when the gang, then when people get on the other side, they're like high-fiving each other and celebrating because they broke through the barrier. And remember, Joe Biden's not trying to enforce the law, just the opposite. He's aiding and abetting the law-breaking. And then governors like Abbott and other border state governors, well, not many others, but he's now taking up the mantle of enforcing what is federal law. And Joe, of course, abdicating his role enforcing the laws of the land. You don't get to pick and choose which laws you want to enforce and which ones you're not going to enforce. But that's what they're doing. You know, just, it's unbelievable to me. You know, look, by the way, what happened. Think back when James Comey, they discovered all this top secret classified material on Hillary Clinton servers. July 2016, press conference. No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. Then, of course, we have 33,000 subpoenaed emails deleted. Nobody had heard of Bleach Bit before. I certainly hadn't. But they use that to wipe the servers clean. You mean like with a cloth? No, with Bleach Bit. And destroying devices with hammers and removing SIM cards. All of that happened, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. In the case of Joe Biden, top secret, classified information, willfully took and held this material, according to Robert Hur. And then, of course, brags to his ghostwriter, oh, I found some more documents, classified documents yesterday. Let me read them to you. That sound like equal justice under the law? It's not. It's taking a shredder to what used to be known as our great Constitution. Pretty unbelievable times we're living in. You know, but I guess it has nothing to do with the fact that Donald Trump is leading Biden by 7 points in the latest presidential poll. And, you know, I'm just looking at it right in front of me. Real Clear Politics average has Donald Trump leading Biden by 7. The Real Clear Politics average for the last 9 polls has Trump ahead. Latest poll from Grinnell College sampled likely voters, and Trump comes out ahead. Latest polls also show Trump leading Biden in all 7 battleground states. Trump leads Biden by 4 in Arizona, 1 in Michigan, 3 in Nevada, 3 in Wisconsin, and he's leading in North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. That's a pretty impressive number. Joe Biden is now out there trying to shore up his base. One thing I saw on FoxNews.com, Latino voters scoffing at CBS News and a reporter asking if Trump's a threat to democracy. They're not buying that argument. So that's not working. Bidenomics is not working. And here's the, you know, we need you back desperately. Well, okay, but here's the problem. His policies are hurting over 60% of the American people economically. These border policies are hurting every American and putting people's lives in jeopardy and compromising our national security. And it's costing every town and every state and every city a fortune because of, what, now over 10 million Joe Biden unvetted illegal immigrants from some of our top geopolitical foes. You've got to be kidding me. You know, I've often raised this question. I just wonder, where do you find middle ground if you believe in law and order or you believe in defund, dismantle the police and no bail laws? How do you reconcile such a difference as that? If you believe in energy independence and dominance, or you're into the electric vehicle, no gas stoves, no refrigerators, no air conditioning, climate alarmist, religious cult. Where's the middle ground there? Where's the middle ground between those people, oh, that would dare betray our biggest ally in the Middle East, Israel, after the worst terror attack in their history, and for political purposes, obvious political purposes, you know, try and enforce new elections and interfere in Israel's mission as they're in a fight for their very survival, for crying out loud. Just how do you reconcile all of this? You know, there was a Newsweek piece out today. I believe in the United States of America. I'd like us to be united. I guess if California, New York want to leave one day, that's up to them. I'm not getting involved. But the Newsweek piece focused on Texas and how the Texas government is preparing for possible secession. Wow. Did you think that things could get this bad and we could be this disjointed? I mean, I don't even think we could agree on the time of day. How do you agree with a president that cared more about clarifying his comments about the alleged killer of this beautiful young woman in Georgia, Lakin Riley, not Lincoln, Lakin. Lakin Riley's her name, Joe. How do you reconcile that? I shouldn't have used that word, illegal. They're undocumented. What? And they had not one but two opportunities to deport this now alleged murderer. It's unbelievable. But these are the times we're living in. I know there's a lot of anger and fury and frankly justifiable at what's going on in Washington today. A lot of anger directed towards Speaker Mike Johnson over this, you know, $1.2 trillion minibus, omnibus, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's just so unnecessary. It's unbelievable. Reckless spending upon reckless spending. Now the motion to vacate by Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there. I can sympathize with the very small majority that Speaker Johnson has, but I can't justify why he would go along with this himself. Republicans don't need to be a part of it. Now, okay, you're going to have a number of rhino Republicans that just want this off their plate. Fine. However, the vast majority of Republicans you would think would be united on certain issues. One of them would be secure borders. Another would be balanced budgets. Is there anybody that's going to challenge Joe Biden defying the U.S. Supreme Court and just simply announcing $6 billion more in student loans, student loan forgiveness? Well, why should other Americans that paid back their loans be forced to pay for the loans that other people willingly took on themselves? That makes no sense. The Biden administration blaming price inflation on big greedy corporations again. And this after, by the way, inflation has accelerated for the second month as Biden is blaming greed. You know, if you look at the CPI number, that went up 3.2% year over year. That came out just a few weeks ago. The following week, we found out that wholesale prices similarly went up dramatically from a year before. I mean, it's unbelievable. Ongoing price increases reflect a growth in the prices for food, services, electricity, shelter, gas prices now going up dramatically. And 60% of Americans can't make ends meet every month. We can be so much better than this. But you have a party that wants to force electric vehicles that cost more, that still use the electric grid and still pillage Mother Earth. Makes no sense. Paul Sperry had a great piece in today's New York Post talking about Joe Biden's hypocrisy because he loves to champion union workers and the little guys and bash millionaires and billionaires for not paying, quote, their fair share. Well, when he was doing this $8 million book deal issue, well, he apparently set up an S corporation. It's all legal to do. This is what wealthy people do because that's the law of the country. But on the same day Biden signed an agreement with the University of Pennsylvania to teach classes, he got paid $1 million, never taught a class. Actually put it in his own diary in an entry. Then Biden signed a tax form listing himself as president of an S corp. And that was in January of 2017, just before he's doing this $8 million book deal. His wife did the same thing. In 2017, the Bidens declared a whopping $11.1 million in joint income, double what they had made in the prior 18 years combined. More than $10 million of that windfall they funneled through their two S corporations, one for each Biden, one for Jill, one for Joe. And because they're allowed, S-Corps allowed them to pay their employees, meaning Joe and Jill, in two ways, wages and distributions. Wages get taxed at normal rates. So they only took a mere $245,000 in wages. Non-wage distribution, which was subject to to a 15.3% combined Social Security. It's not it's not subject to Social Security and Medicare taxes. In other words, he took on every loophole that all these evil rich people take on. Well, they're the idiots that wrote the law. Of course, he's going to take advantage of it. But then when his policies fail, he wants to blame everybody but himself. Now he's blaming Republicans for open borders. I have no idea what the hell's going on in Russia, by the way. Linda, how many people now have been shot in this incident? Over 40.
Yeah, they're up to 40. We're keeping our eye on it.
By the way, in this omnibus or swampnibus, whatever you want to call it, or swamp omnibus, $1.2 trillion, $850,000. Do we really have to spend that much money for a gay senior home? Or $15 million to pay Egyptians' college tuitions? Really? Or $400,000 for gay activist groups to teach elementary kids about being trans? It's in the bill. They only got the bill at 2:35 a.m. in the early morning on Thursday. They haven't had time to read the bill. And rightly, conservatives are apoplectic. They should be. I see that unaffordable major California McDonald's franchisees furious that now they have to pay their workers $20 an hour minimum wage. But remember, Gavin Newsom prefers the French laundry. We learned that. Unbelievable times we're living in. Anyway, when we get back, we will talk to, we'll go to the border. We'll go through our daily rundown of how many innocent people are hurt, how many people are killed, how many people on the terror watch list because they caught another person in North Carolina. I'll tell you about that. Just like we know terrorists are here because they're getting through. They caught this guy in North Carolina. He's been in the country 6 months on the terror watch list. What if he committed acts of terror in the interim? Come back. We'll take you to our southern border after yesterday's invasion. And it was an invasion where illegal immigrants literally knocking over law enforcement and then celebrating when they get to the other side. It was so sad to see happening in our country. We'll also update you on Kate Middleton and the announcement. The Princess of Wales has cancer. She's 42, three young kids. Seems optimistic. We'll replay her announcement coming up. And also we'll check in later in the program. What are President Trump's options when it comes to this $500 million due Monday? All straight ahead. Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, there's so much happening in our country, from border issues to local crime. It seems to be everywhere. Our friends at Byrner offer a less lethal option so you can protect yourself and be ready for any threat you may have to face. That's Byrner, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, Byrner fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. No background checks required, and they can ship it right to your door. Bob Brayton was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside, but luckily, Bob had just received his Byrner 4 days prior to the incident, and he used it to backpedal the man outside off his property. Now, the Byrner saved two lives that day. Government agencies, police departments across the country, they are now relying more than ever on Byrner as their go-to less lethal option. You can join 500,000 other people that rely on Byrner for protection. Go to their website, check out their videos, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get a 10% discount. That's byrna.com/Hannity.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.